Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom, and I own Masechet Mi'ilah Daf Yod Zayin Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the rest of Mishnah Gimel in this, the fourth parak of Mi'ilah, and this will be our final podcast of this chapter. Dam Hasheretz VaHabasar Mitztarfin Zeim Zeh, and the way that we properly read the Mishnah is that you count the blood of a sheretz and its meat together to make a shiur. Klal Rav Yeshua, and here's a general rule about some of the things that we've just discussed. Kol shetumato v'shiur roshavin. Tumato means its impact on tuma. Tumat erev, tumat shiv, etc. And shiuro, kadasha, kazayit. As long as they're the same, mitztarfin. So two disparate things can be mitzaref if they have the same of those two criteria. Tumato v'lo shiuro, shiuro v'lo tumato, lo tumato v'lo shiuro, if they have either or either is off or both are off, then in mitzarefin. Okay, al chenam rab zeir, rab chen rab yosi, rab chanina, hat tmein. Take a look at the first pasuk on the page. Eilat tmein lachem, melamed shehin mitzarefin. It proves that all shretzim are one big group. Afilu sheretz v'sheretz, and by the way, all tamim sheretz v'dam bein mishem echad bein mishem shemot. So whether there is sheretz of a rat and dam of a choled, you know, different things together of a tzav. Amar Yosef. So that seems to challenge our Mishnah, because our Mishnah seemed to indicate that it had to be the same sheretz. So Yosef answers, Lo kasha kan mechulo kan b'miktzato. If it's coming from an entire animal, then it's mitztaref. If not, it has to be the thing itself. Umanatemra, who says we make such a distinction? From the following, Tanya. Nishpacha la ritzpa. Let's say that some blood was spilled, blood of a person. A revitam was spilled onto a floor. Vayam mekoma katafres. And it was a slope. Ihewa miktzato. So literal reading is, if you put your body over all of the blood at one time, then tahor. On some of it, then tahor, yadal kolo, but if you're over all of it at one time, tamei. That's a simple read, but what? My miktzato, what does it mean? Ilem miktzato, if you're going to read it the way that we read it, that you're over some of the dam, if you have a pot and revit dam in there and you're stirring it, tahorai, you're tahor because you're never over all of it at the same time. So that's a no-brainer. Alav shvami na kan v'chulo kan miktzato. Miktzato means it came from some of a person. Kulo means it came from all of them. Shmamina. So we see this distinction. And now we're going to see a good part of the rest of the parak is going to be taken up with a very interesting story that has very little to do with our topic, but you'll see why it's mentioned. Sha'al Rabbi Mati ben Charash. Rabbi Mati ben Charash was a chaver, sort of talmid, of Rabbi Akiva, who moved to Rome and set up a Beit Midrash in Rome. He was known as a very righteous person. And he asked Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Be'ir Romi, Minayim Adam Shratzim Shu Tameh? How do we know that Dam Shratzim itself is Tameh? Amalei Damar Kwa, Vezet Lachem HaTameh. The second pasuk on the page. Now, Amrilo Tamidav Chakim Ben Yochai. So the students of Rabbi Ben Chirir said to him, Rabbi Yochai enlightened you. So Amalehem, Tamura Rechafif Shor Belazar Rabbi Yossi. Actually, it's something that he himself learned from Belazar Rabbi Yossi, who's sort of a student of his, of Rishon Bar Yochai. And now we're going to hear the background of the story, how Belazar Rabbi Yossi taught Vezelachem Atamei, and Shimon Ben Yochai overheard it, but Matyam Ben Charash was aware of it in Rome. And let's find out. And this is sometime in the period of Hadrian, of the Hadrianic persecutions. Rome made three decrees, not allowing Bnei Israel to keep Shabbat, not allowing them to circumcise their children, and not allowing tevilah in the mikvah so that their wives would be nidah. Halach Rabbi Reuven ben Istorubli, someone who we have not heard much about, v'siper komi, he went and he did his hair up in the fashion of a Roman senator, a fancy hairdo. V'achri Yashav Maim, he sat with the senators, Amar Lam, and then he said, and we have to assume he said this not all at one shot, not when he first got there, he disguised himself as one of them. Mishayishtei Oyev, Ya'ani O Yashir, if you have an enemy, do you want to impoverish him or do you want to enrich him? Amriliani, impoverished him. So don't let them work on Shabbat. They'll become poor. They said, you have a good point. So let's cancel it. They canceled that decree. At some later point he said, if you have an enemy, do you want him to be weaker or stronger? Want him to be weaker. So let them do Brit Milah. Be weaker. You have, again, you said good. You have an enemy. You want him to increase in number or decrease. Decrease. So therefore, let's keep them from having relations for half the month and allow them to do mikvah. Amru tavi tamar ubit lua. They cancel the decrees. He killed Moshe Yudi. Then they were on to him. Echzirim. They reestablished the decrees. So Amru miyelech vibatel hagzerot. So the rabbis said, who are we going to send to cancel these gzerot again? They said, miyelech Rabbi Shimon Yochai shumulumad benisim. And you'll see this Rabbi Shimon Yochai, after he was already famous for the story with the cave and looking at people and turning them into piles of bones, he was a miracle man. But he can't go alone. Who's going to go with him? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. So they told Rabbi Yossi, is of course Rabbi Shimon's older chaver, and he said his son, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, will come with Rabbi Shimon Yochai. So Rabbi Yossi, turned to his colleagues and said, if my father was around, would you tell him that they have to send me for a suicide mission? Meaning you're telling me to send my son for a suicide mission. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai turned and said, if my father was around, you couldn't tell him to send me. But the point is that you gotta go. So I'm going to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, I'll go because I'm afraid that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was going to punish him, and that's what I'm afraid of. Meaning he's going to punish my son, Rabbi Yossi, because he'll say something out of turn, he'll do something wrong. Shimon Bar Yochai will look at him at the end of him. Shimon Bar Yochai accepted a commitment that he wouldn't hurt him. I feel like Yanshe. Nonetheless, it almost happened. Why? And this is the story we're on to. When they were going, the question was asked. On the way, they must have been in Rome, but not yet at the Senate. How do we know that Dama Sheretz is Tameh? Again, our question. He came to Rabbi Elazar Yossi. So the younger man, Rabbi Elazar Yossi, mouthed the words, Marzalachem Atameh. He didn't say it out loud because he's in the presence of Shimon Bar Yochai, but he knew the answer, so he mouthed the words. I can see from you moving your lips that you are a Talmid Chacham, but now you can never go home, meaning you're going to die. So Shimon Bar Yochai was about to violate his commitment. So what happened? Ben Tamalion, this shade, this demon, Ben Tamalion, came to greet them. And I think he's giving Shimon Bar Yochai also a little hint that he's in trouble. But he says, should I come with you? So Rabbi Shimon then cried and said, Ma shivcha shel beit Amba, meaning Hagar. Means the men la malach shalosh pamim. She had a malach three times. I never had a malach come to me until now. Alright, so he evidently forgave Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi or let him continue. And he said, let's have the miracle come. How's the miracle going to come? Kadinu. Ben Tamalion went ahead of them. Albivarte de Caesar, he possessed the Caesar's daughter. So she was all possessed, demonic possession. Kimata Hatam, so Shimon Yochai came in. You can imagine that the whole Rome was upset about this. Amar Bentmalion say, he exercised him. Bekevan de Kaurule Nafak Azel. And he left. Amaran, so the Romans were very happy. Shilu Komati Lochon Mishal. You can ask whatever you want. So they took him into the treasure house. Lishko called the ball. He could take whatever he wants. Ashkacho Igra. The first thing is he found the decree. Shakwova Kawa. They ripped it up. And now that also gives us the background for another story. In Masechet Yoma, there's a machloket between Rabbi Elazar Yossi and the Chachamim. If the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he would do the Hazaat Adam in the Kodesh, would do it under the parochet or just in the direction of the parochet. Chachamim said in the direction. Rabbi Elazar Yossi says, and now we see where he gets it from. I saw the parochet in Rome. There was blood on the parochet. Now, how did Rabbi Elazar Yossi see it? He saw it when he went into the treasure house in this story. Okay, the next Mishnah. Hapigur v'hanotar ein mitstarfin. So pigur v'notar are not mitstaref, which goes against what we said, perhaps, about pigurim v'notarim being mitstarfin. It's still possible. But we'll see that this is a limited restriction of tzeiruf. Im neshen shnei shemot, because they're two different isurim. Hasheretz v'anevela v'chein anevela v'asar meit ein mitstarfin zayim zel tamei. So shratzim are mitstaref, nevelot are mitstaref, but hasheretz and nevela are mitstaref, and neither is nevela mitstaref basar meit with a person. Even to be metame, like the lighter one, like you have a half a kazayit and a velah, half a kazayit of a dead person, you don't say it's at least tumat erev. It's nothing. However, the pigul venota not being mitzareif, that limitation is only for a special tumat yadayim drabanan, which in the very, very end of Masechet Pesachim, we find that chachamim instituted tumat yadayim for touching pigul and notar, to make sure that the Kohanim would not be lazy and not be sinful about it. There would be extra problems with Pigul and Notar, so they would really avoid it. Now that Tumad Rabbanan, they did not put on half a kazayit of this and half a kazayit of that. Avalinyan achila, but if you eat half a kazayit of Pigul and half a kazayit of Notar, mitztarfin, Eliezer Omer, lo yeachel ki kodeshu. Alright, this is about Kodshim that are pasul. What that pasuk does is it says anything that's psul bakodesh is all one lotase. So if you eat pigul menotar, it's one lav, therefore it's mitztarev, because same shear. Okay, now, last piece. Ochos nitma balatuma. Last piece on this amura. Ochos nitma balatuma. If you have food that became tamei by contact with an avatuma. So for instance, if a person was in an oil amate and then touches food, the food is a rishon nitma balatuma. Shnima Vlada Tuma, another guy touched a nevela. So he's a Risho now. He touches food. It's a Sheni. Mitztarfin Zaimze. Unlike what we had before, the Tameka Kalashim Shneim. You have half a kibetza of food that was touched by an Avatum, by a Rishon, and half a kibetza was touched by a Sheni. Together, they are Metame like something touched by a Sheni. Kola Ochim Mitztarfin Zaimze, and all foods are Mitztare for the following. It's all like Via, to make a body Tamei. If you eat a half price of a loaf, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, then a tamei, your body's tamei. That's the shear. If you have two meals worth, the shear of eruv. So it could be a little fig, a little date, put together, and you have enough. Kebetza, the tamei tumat ochlin. That's the shear we just saw. Grogret, lotzat Shabbat. Carrying any foods on Shabbat, in a reshut rabim you're chayav for. If it's kegrogret, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, make a grogret, your chayav. All the different foods are mitztaref. If you eat a little bit of a bite of a date and a little bit of a cookie and put it together on Yom Kippur, if it's kekotev takeitzah agasat together in the requisite amount of time, you're chayav. Same thing with liquids. Leave salt takvia again to make a body tamei for drinking mashkin tamein, bir v'eat. So if you had a shmita log of water and a shmita log of milk together, then you are tamei. If they're tamei, chmol lugma be Yom Kippur. Chmol lugma is a mouthful. That's for Yom Kippur. So if you had half and half or parts together, you had a chmol lugma. All drinks are combined. Now, Tanya b'Shimon Omer. Matam. So why is it that in the first clause, Ochos nitma ba'avatuma, shma v'vatuma are mitztaref, shefshar l'sheni shi'aser rishon? Because a sheni could become a rishon. Well, that's not really true. Umikavit sheni rishon. A sheni is a sheni. Can't become a rishon. All of shar. Shavahachikamar is what it means. Migram l'sheni lav rishon. Migram l'sheni lav rishon. Meaning, what made the sheni tamei touching a rishon? So it's all like they're all really in sort of one basket of one is the cause of the next. Rashi Amar, he said, Rishon and Sheni, the Gabi Shlishi, b'nei Charabik Teinun. That really, Rishon and Sheni, relative to the Shlishi, are all kind of one thing. They're up there. And so therefore, they're all seen as one, and therefore they're Mitztaref. Okay, the next piece, Oil of Akilah Akar Mitztafin Zaimzeh, which would mean that if you have, let's say, one lemon of Orla and one grape of Orla and one grape of Kilei Kerem together, and they fell into a bunch of grapes, you would need not 200 but 400 grapes to be mivatel them. The mitzarif. They're not mitzarif. So mitzarik b'shimon litzarufi. Since when does b'shimon care about seiruf? I tell him b'shimon omer kol shu l'makot. He says you get makot for kol shu. You don't need a shear. What Rav Shimon didn't say was ein mitzarfin, it's ein tzarchim mitzarif. In other words, you don't need to be mitzarif then because there's no shear. Okay, last piece in this parak about seruf is about shiur of fabrics for tumat begadim. Habeged v'hasak, hasak v'haor, haor v'mapatz, these all have different shiurim, kulan mitzarfim zeimzeh. How different shiurim, meaning the minimum amount of this kind of fabric or that kind of fabric goes in bigger and bigger. Baget is 3, Sak is 4, or is 5, and Mepatz is 6, all Tvachim. Mitztafim Zayim Zed. Because they could all be Tamei V'Moshav if used as something to be underneath a seat or underneath the body. So Tana Kitzeh Mikulan Shlosha. If you cut any of these fabrics out, you cut 3 Tvachim, Samian Beged, and you made a Beged out of it, then Lemishkav Shlosha, then if it's 3 Tvachim, for it's used for lying on, that's already a Shear of Tuma. Lemoshav, for sitting on, to Tefach, and Lachizah, for holding. We'll see what that means, Kol Shui, any small amount. So my lachiza, what's lachiza? It means the handle of the weaver's loom handle that he holds on to. He puts a little cloth on his hand so he doesn't get hurt on it. Manita tana, parallel thing. However, it's used for people who pick figs. They have a little handle. They put on like a glove on their hand. It's a small little small thing, less than a shear. Just to protect their hands, so therefore, if it's used for that, any shear is already tameh betumat bigadim. In the next parak, we will take a look at some of the hagdarot of what constitutes me'ilah. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.